Hey, Lam. Yeah, it's me. It's been so long since I've recorded these izražajs. So long. As you can hear, my voice isn't... It's kind of nervous, you know? I mean, it's no wonder I'm nervous. I mean, it's been like, oh shit, I don't know, maybe a couple of months, my God, maybe even more. I don't actually remember when was the last time I recorded this, one of these. See, when you say it in English, it's one of these is... These izražajs. It trips my tongue, you know. Yeah, anyway, I had no plan to do this tonight at all. Like, I had no plan to do this. Anytime soon, you know, but tonight was an interesting night. Anyway, it's 5th of November of 2020, and all day long I've been singing that rhythm that's in the verse from the film V for Vendetta. Remember, remember, 5th of November. And I wanted actually to practice that. I wanted to, like, I don't know, what's the word in English when you want to imitate somebody, to learn the way he talks and to do it, you know, because there's so much power in that, in those verses. I don't know why, but, and the way that guy says it, Hugo Weaving. Yeah, anyway, I missed my voice. Shit, I missed my voice. I miss my voice in English. I miss my voice talking to you. I missed me. I missed everything. When you say I missed, it sounds like I missed something. Like you have a target and you miss it, you know? Shit, maybe I did miss some targets in these last couple of months by not recording, but I don't feel that. That's just FOMO, you know? Fear of missing out. But I always feel like I'm missing out when I'm not talking to you, but I got used to that. It's the way I live. It's one constant fear of missing out. My voice, God, did not express itself. I did not express myself through voice at all. Yeah, so it's 5th of November and it's been raining today. It's still raining, the weather is terrible. It's like foggy and depressing. You know what Novembers are like. They tend to behave depressingly. And you can maybe hear the rain now. It's actually the window's half open. I don't know half the words to have how to say when the window is open, you know, and that way that it's pointed upwards or whatever, gives a fuck. Anyway, tonight I had no plan about doing this. So what happened is, Jesus, it was a hell of a day. It was a hard day because of conversations I had with my inner child, which I will not get into now, definitely. I'm too nervous and I'm not going to share that. And the day was weird and at the end of the day, I just had a need after processing some stuff and smoking I had a need to smoke a cigarette next to the window and watch it to rain and freeze my ass off like I do when I'm in front of the window and it's November and it's cold. That tends to happen. So I had the need to go to the window and, you know, do that. And I suddenly had a need that I... I basically never had that need in my life so far. I had the need to listen to my own podcast. Sorry, Hidraje. I had the need to listen to my own voice and just turned the anchor on and just like randomly, I just didn't even look. I just scrolled down, I looked away and just like popped the first thing that touched and I was like... That was it. It was like, it was a Hela episode. It was a New Year's Day episode of January 1st, 2019, the day when I basically spent a very, 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 very nice day with you and you with me. And it was, you know, of course, not physically. I mean, why would we? Why would we? Oh, that's three whys in a word. In a sentence, why would we? That's interesting. Okay, anyway, so I was listening to my voice and I was like, God, I miss this voice. I just love, and I just realized how much I love my voice, just how much I love to listen to my podcast. I may even, tomorrow, I may even listen to the entire fucking thing. Not the, I mean, entire podcast platform of mine, and actually I enjoyed it so much, and it even helped me process some things. I was like, I'm so good at this, damn, shit, Dušan, you're good at this. I mean, I knew I enjoyed it before, but now when I was like a couple of months, maybe two or three months. I'm not like even sure, but let's say 3 months I haven't recorded anything, and then 3 months I haven't heard my own voice, let alone listen to an entire podcast. And I was like, it came as a shock to me, because in these 3 months I have healed whole lot of fucking traumas and shit and stuff and shadows or whatever. That doesn't matter now. It doesn't really matter. But that must have influenced how I felt when I heard my voice after so much time has passed. And I was like, oh God. I've felt it much deeper. And I was like, oh God, okay. I could listen to myself. Like, if this was somebody else, I could listen to myself like all day. Because lately, I've been paying so much attention to the voices of people, you know, the actors, and I've realized there's so much power in the voice. There's so much power. You can display so much emotion just in the voices. Just like after V for Vendetta, actually, I think that's what caught my attention, because that guy hasn't. He has a mask on. I mean, you know, like he can't show his face and he can't show any emotion. He has only his voice to convey any emotion. You know, it's like, imagine how powerful the emotion the voice has to be, so it will transfer to the audience and without any face, you know, just with the mask. So I'm going to watch that film tomorrow again, probably. And just like, I'm not going to watch it, I'm going to listen to it. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I thought about doing today. I was like, I should just listen, like close my eyes and listen to the voice of that guy. And just like, I have a feeling that I will be able to detect so much more. Yeah, so I listened to couple of minutes of that podcast. It was like 50 minute long that episode is a long one. But I wanted to watch a film. I've been drawn to this film for the last 2 days, but I didn't watch it. Even though I watched it before, but film is Yes Man. With Jim Carrey, of course, one of my favorite guys. And I didn't know why I was gonna watch it. I didn't know why I was drawn to it, but I never know why I'm drawn to anything. So, and I was like, okay. And of course, I needed Jim. God, I needed Jim so much. I'm so grateful that he exists. Because he helped me process, he actually made me laugh. I mean, you know, I didn't laugh all day. Maybe I laughed inside, but not outside. And he actually managed, he pulled it off. Damn it, he fucking pulled it off. Like after like half a film, he pulled it off. And I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know why I was listening, watching that film. But then, when he met this girl and they started doing all these crazy stuff together and he went into his yes mode, let's say, let's call it yes mode, like accepting offers to do everything, like being spontaneous as fuck. And then I was like, oh, then I saw you and me. That was the whole point, you know. That was the whole point of the film. They started going on these trips, like randomly. Like he was like, let's go, let's just go. Like, let's go to the airport and catch the first flight off. Like, okay, why not? So they go to some country and they saw us. So you and me, and the way he behaved with her, playful and seductive and like hilariously funny, but being actually a man, you know, actually fucking being authentic and raw and stable, actually pretty fucking masculine. I realize I don't like that word masculine. We need to change that word, like feminine, masculine. There's so much mixed up energy there. Even though, you know, me, I like those topics. I'm starting to talk like you. That's one of the things I noticed when I listen to the podcast. I've noticed that I'm calling it podcast more and more, even though I call it Izražaj, but who gives a fuck. As I was listening to that episode, I was like, I hear you. Okay, there's you again. And like, the way I talk now, when I distance myself a little bit, a couple of months from that, I could hear how much we are alike and how much you actually sound like me and I sound like you. And I'm not quite sure, does it mean that I'm channeling you in those moments, or are you inside of me, then you're talking through me, or like, who gives a fuck, right? I mean, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. But as I was saying, who knows what I was saying, God. Is this thing recording? Yeah, of course it's recording. Yeah, 14, 15. Yeah, there you go, another synchro. And it was fun, actually. It was like 14, 15, 16, 17. And, like I said, I saw you and me going on these trips and being spontaneous as fuck and just, like, doing whatever we feel like doing. But I'm leading the way and you're, like, you know, leading your own way with me. Like, and, you know, we're in balance. That's what I want to say. We're in balance and everybody is doing his own thing at his best in doing, like being a man, being a woman, You know, all those. Yeah, you know. But this time, right. This time it's right, and this time it's fun, and it's like a whole new wind of energy. It's like a wind, I can feel it, like. And because I needed that film, I fucking needed that film, because that's how I see us, and that's how I feel where my life is going, even though right now my life doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. It's so fucking messed up and chaotic. But I feel that there is a direction, and that direction is when I think of you and me, actually when I think of me in the next, I don't know, next year, I just see me traveling. I just see me traveling all around, just like nonstop. That kind of sounds weird in these moments when like the whole world is shutting down, you know, locking itself down, but maybe 2 years from now, I don't know, but I just like see it as my next step. I'm just gonna fucking take off. And who knows if I will ever come back in this country, and maybe for a vacation or something, but I just don't see myself here anymore. And I guess I'll learn my lesson with Mother Serbia. Yeah, anyway, so I saw them going all around the place, all over the... That's okay, it's America, but I see us going all over the world, you know? And after the film, I was like, shit, I want to record something. I want to talk. And I knew it. I mean, this podcast of mine, it's a separate being. It's a separate, it has its own heart that is beating. It has its own spirit, its own soul. It's a living, breathing creature, you know? Yeah. You hear the dog? As soon as I said it's a living, breathing creature, I hear a dog outside. Shit, okay. I mean, when I say that, I mean, I knew that he was gonna... It's like he was sleeping, and he knew that I needed a break from it. And just all of a sudden, he was like, wake up. He was woken up and was like... I knew that moment's gonna come when he's gonna just call me. He was just gonna say, okay, it's time, let's do it. He's gonna keep bugging me inside, and it's like, it's just gonna happen that night when I'm supposed to record. I know I'm gonna feel the calling, and I won't be able to resist. I won't be able to do anything about it. You know, it's just a feeling that I'm drawn to, and the way it appears is like it's in my head. I start recording in my head already. It's the sentences are going. The flow has started flowing, and I've already started mumbling and jumbling and talking all these things that I don't even know I'm gonna talk. And then what I have to do is I need to shut up that voice. That's what I need to do always. I need to say, okay, I don't want to think about what I'm gonna say. I just need a general idea. I just need a first sentence. I need a starting point. You know, it's like all I need is that when you're starting a race, and all I need is that gun to go off, like poof, and it goes off in my head even before I start recording, and that's all I need. I'm focusing on that sound of the gun, and that's all. I don't want to have a sentence in my head like, I'm going to say that it's going to be 5th of November. I knew I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to know the exact way it's going to be said, because it's not going to be a flow. It's not going to be a surprise to me. I just want to open the door and just want to let it flow, you know. And that's why I realize that's now, as I'm doing that, I realize that's why I enjoy this so much. Because I enjoy my own emotions. I'm expressing them. And by expressing them, I'm actually feeling them. It's not about expressing emotions per se. It's about actually feeling them inside of me, and I cannot feel them if I don't start expressing them. Once I start expressing them, it's much more important for me to feel them than to focus on the expressing part. Like, because if I would focus on the expressing part, it would be like from the mind. This way, it would be like, this is information. I saw this movie tonight. You know, it was fun. But this, it's much more about going within and listening to myself, and much more. It's like, I'm saying, I want to learn about myself. That's why I'm talking about this. I have some questions, definitely. That's why I'm opening this subject. So basically, I'm explaining it to myself. So while I'm speaking, there's a silence within me, and I'm focusing on, like, on my heart and on my chest and on my body more than I'm focusing on the words. Because by focusing on how I feel and where I am in my body and where I am in my emotions, my brain is off. And I'm not thinking about what's the next word I'm going to say. Is it going to be confabulous? I don't know what. You see, I didn't know why. What, that word just came up. Confabulous. I like that word. Confabulous. I don't know if it doesn't even exist, but it's confabulous. It's a con. I'm pretty excited tonight. Nervous at the same time. And my heart is racing a little bit. It's not racing. Dushan, it's bullshit. It's more the last couple of minutes. I feel it stronger. It's like there's something pressing on my chest, and it's not uncomfortable. It's strong. It's intensive. Intensive? Care unit? Okay, yeah, so it's intense. Intense. But not in a bad way. Yeah, so you haven't been around. You, Leah. Yeah, not me. I'm always around. Like I said, you haven't been around the last couple of days at all. And I've been perfectly fine with it because I had my own shit to deal with. There you go. Have a rhyme. And I couldn't reach you at all up there, you know. And actually, this morning, I had this meditation, and I was like, let's try to hop in to our castle, you know, to our house, and at the balcony. You were not there. It doesn't happen to me so often that you're not there. And I knew you weren't going to be there. I knew that. And that was okay. But the weird part is there was raining, and I was like soaking wet. I thought I was just going to stand here and enjoy myself. Like, no, fuck, this is just not working. And I tried to go into the house, and you slammed the door. I didn't see you, but I knew you were inside, and you just closed the door. And as I said, I'm perfectly okay that you're not here, and while I was brushing my teeth, you know what I realized about these recordings of mine? That they're actually letters. They're letters. They're audio letters. They're sound. That's the word. Oh, I'm so happy when I find the correct word. It's like looking for I don't know what. Looking for you, I guess. Sound letters. Sound letters. God, that sounds so good. You know, when I put my hands like this, like two of my hands are on the top of my head, crossed, and my elbows are in front of my face, and it creates kind of acoustic environment, and I hear my voice much, much better. It's like I have headphones. And I'm enjoying my voice much, much more. And I would really love to have headphones and a professional, like, microphone. Oh, that would be awesome. I think I would go full-time, like, radio hosts shit. I would go, totally go into my radio host mode. I would actually find my radio host mode, because I think it gives you much more contact with your voice. This way, I mean, I can only hear my voice like not so focused, but I can hear it. And imagine if I had headphones, like big ass headphones, to drown out all the environmental noise and just like listening to my own voice in perfect sound. That would be awesome. That's gonna happen. I'm gonna buy that. I'm gonna buy headphones, BS headphones. Probably Apple. Oh shit. Oh, that's nice. Oh, thanks to you. That was nice. Steve Jobs, of course. And Steve was like, he just gave me a hint, like, they're about to make home Apple Studio headphones. I think that's the name of the headphones. Yeah, okay, so probably gonna buy these, and, you know, I listen to this. I'm probably the only guy who has a podcast who doesn't listen to other podcasts. I mean, I listen to people I love. Like, I caught Matthew McConaughey. How do you pronounce his name? I need to get a sip of water. Give me a second. Yeah, anyway. I don't listen to other people's podcasts, like I said, and but I caught this Joe Rogan show with Matthew McConaughey. I think I said it rightly. And I realized, I love Matthew's tribe member. And, but why I said that, because I don't listen to podcasts at all, and that was one of the rare occasions that I actually catch a fucking podcast, and it was the only reason was the guy, Matthew. But why am I talking about Matthew? Okay, so There's a story. A couple of days before that, he actually published the podcast episode. It was like 20 minutes long, and the guy is the king. He is a fucking king, because when I played his podcast, like, this was like, okay, finally somebody made something that I want to listen, that I'm enjoying, that I'm thrilled to hear. And it's like, it actually moves me. Of course, it had to be fucking Matthew McConaughey. I'm getting the hang of his surname, because in Serbian you say Matthew McConaughey. He. McConaughey, I think. And the podcast was like, he's like talking about the playing some songs that he loved, okay, and it made a left mark in his life, and oh, it's great. But the way that he presents it is so fucking sexy. That's the fucking point. Podcast needs to be sexy, needs to have style. And yesterday I was listening to Bukowski's poem Style, and the way he talked about style, it's like, you can do anything with style if you have style. And you see, lately we've been changing that word style with authentic, but style is much a better word. And he said, if you have style, you can open a fucking can of worms and it's gonna be awesome. Because you have style, because you open it with style, you know. And that's what Matthew did. Matthew did it with style, you know. Nobody has style these days. Nobody. At least in the podcast world, as far as I've heard. It's all about bum, blah, blah, blah. It's all like, oh, I want to share these information. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. Sometimes you hear something new, learn something new, but there's no, like, I want to listen to this again. It's like a film. It's like a great film that you saw like 5 years ago, and like, you know that whenever you see that fucking scene, you're going to be crying your ass off or laughing your ass off. Like, there's going to be some tears involved, definitely. Like, it doesn't matter which emotion lies behind it, but it's going to be tears. But you know, they say the tears, like, there's somebody recorded this, some scientists, like, they analyzed the tears from different emotions, and they found out there was like tears of joy have different chemical structure than tears of sadness and loss and tears of anger. I mean, the different tears. So yeah, anyway, I listened to his podcast, and I was like, if you could see my smile, oh God. I was like, that's what I fucking want. That's the whole point of my podcast. That's what I want. Everything else is bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. It is. I mean, I don't feel anything when I listen to podcasts. I'm not like, hell yeah, give me some more, man. Like, just like, I want to listen. I just want to play this over and over and over again. Like, it's like watching a film, of course, with Matthew. It's like this guy's saying some stuff there. First of all, they're very deep. But when you deliver depth with style, it's a fucking fireworks display. Like my stomach is making right now. I hope you can hear that. This is a rare occasion, ladies and gentlemen, when you can actually hear the host's intestine movement. Bowel movement. intestines, intestines. How do you say intestines in England? Intestines. I don't know. Whatever. You can hear my stomach growling, 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 growling. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to live my life and breathe my life and voice my life with style. Because style is emotion. You can't deliver style if you don't have fucking emotions. You know? Style is ever-changing, predictable. You have no idea what's going to come next. Because flow is unpredictable. You know, that's why everybody's so fucking scared of flow. That's why everybody likes to control the flow. It rhymes, but doesn't make any sense. Flow, control. Control, flow. You see, those things rhyme, but the word control, it's like you put a ramp. What do you say, ramp? You know that thing that goes up and down when closed, doesn't let cars go? Ramp, it's a ramp. It's just ramp in Serbian, it's ramp in English. It's a rap. Yeah, it's a ramp. You say controlled, it's like somebody closed the door. But flow, it's going, you know? You can sing flow, you can sing flow. There's melody in that word. So that's why everybody's scared of flow. Scared, they don't know where it's gonna take them. They don't know where it's gonna take them. They need to know where it's gonna take them. I need to know where I'm gonna be tomorrow. I need to know what I'm gonna do. Because it's like, you know, like the everlasting metaphor of flow, the river. It just keeps flowing. What I'm supposed to let myself go in the flow of the river, like, you know, like high speed river, like one of those. What's the word in English? It was fuck. High speed rivers. It's a word. It's three words. It's a word. Who gives a fuck? It's my word. Yeah. Anyway, I'm supposed to just jump in the river and just like trust the river. What does the river fucking know? She's just gonna break my back against some rock and what do I have? You know? I have to stop sometimes, like me with this podcast. I just need to stop. I don't know how long is this gonna last. I don't know. But I know that following my own flow and feeling that it's about to end very soon, very soon. Maybe even right now. You never know that. Okay, but you know, when you're controlling, you say, I need to make some kind of a conclusion in the end. Like, I mean, you can make an end, but why the fuck would you do something that's planned? When you plant a plan in the earth, it usually goes sour and doesn't grow. Nothing grows from a plan. Plan. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's it. Good night.